Dobré odpoledne. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci po jednání ministra zahraničních věcí pana Cyrila Svobody s jeho kolumbijskou kolegyní paní ministryní Karolínou Barco a prosím pana ministra o úvodní slovo.
Dámy a pánové, jsem velmi rád, že jsme se setkali s paní ministryní Barco. Přijela z Latinské Ameriky, z Kolumbie a ačkoliv mezi námi je velká vzdálenost geografická, tak je velká blízkost politická. Jsme zeměm, které mají na mnoho otázek, když ne úplně stejné, tak velmi blízké pohledy. Naše vzájemné vztahy jsou velmi dobré, nejsou zatíženy žádnou problematickou oblastí a dnes jsme podepsali memorandum o spolupráci mezi našimi ministerstvy. Velmi oceňujeme, že Kolumbie letos jednostranně zrušila vízovou povinnost. Byl to velmi vstřícný krok vůči České republice, jsme za to vděční. A my jsme učinili jedinou věc, totiž že jsme zrušili poplatky za víza, protože jsme zde vázáni společnou pozicí Evropské unie. Jsme připraveni velmi úzce spolupracovat v projektech, které se již realizují. Je to například projekt zalesňování, projekt, který se týká spolupráce v oblasti dolů, a to především hlubinných dolů. A budeme podporovat zájmy Kolumbie, ať už se týká otázek všeobecných preferencí, to znamená možnosti bezcelního exportu a vzájemného obchodu mezi Evropskou unií a Kolumbií. Stejně tak budeme velmi se snažit o to, aby i v rámci korexu chování bylo možné do Kolumbie vyvážet malé zbraně, protože současná vláda dělá mimořádně aktivní politiku proti terorismu, velmi úspěšnou, a smyslem je všech demokratických států v tomto procesu kolumbijské vládě jednoznačně pomoci, protože ti, kteří podporují terorismus, dávno už úzce spolupracují, ti nemají žádný kodex chování nebo nějaká jiná pravidla, proto i my musíme být v tomto ohledu velmi pružní, abychom v této věci úzce spolupracovali, protože terorismus je nebezpečí, které je globální, to není nebezpečí, které se týká jenom některých zemí. Budeme podporovat spolupráci mezi univerzitami a samozřejmě máme zájem na realizaci návštěv a doufáme, že příští rok prezident republiky Václav Klaus navštíví Kolumbii a já, pokud to bude možné, tak velmi rád taky Kolumbii navštívím buď na nějakém multilaterálním fóru nebo bilaterálně podle možností, ale na prvním místě určitě náš zájem, aby pan prezident republiky Václav Klaus navštívil toto teritorium, bude-li to možné. Děkuji.
Bueno, quiero empezar por agradecer esta invitación a visitar este maravilloso pueblo y esta linda ciudad y país. In English? Ah, okay. Fine. I want to start by thanking you, Mr. Minister, for this invitation to visit your country. We have had a chance to talk at the United Nations, but to be able to be here in Prague, in your country, with your people, talking about our relationship makes it so much more meaningful and shows the kind of dynamic and strong relationship that our two countries have and want to develop. I brought the invitation of President Uribe to your president. We would be deeply honored to have his visit next year on his visit to Latin America. So there's a very warm and standing invitation for your president, as there is for you, in the meeting we are going to have in Cartagena in February, where we are inviting those countries that are helping us, that are our friends, to talk about cooperation with Colombia. We will look at the political situation, how Colombia is absolutely committed to fighting against drugs. We have a zero tolerance with drug policy and how we are fighting the violence that these drugs fuel. Because it's very important to understand that it's the drugs that are financing the terrorism, and this connection, which is an international connection, requires an international response. The mafias and these groups work transnationally very well. Our governments need to get together and have policies to confront these groups just as strongly or more strongly. That's why it has been so important for Colombia, the policy that the EU has had and which your government has supported, to open new markets for our people. We are, as we fight the drugs, we have reduced the area of drug production by 40%. We need to find new employment, so we need very labor-intensive employment for these people. And the general preferences allows us to sell more coffee, more flowers. Both of these are products that are very labor-intensive. And now we are in negotiations also about bananas, which is another product which is labor-intensive and for us is very, very important. So the support that we have been getting from the Czech Republic, both in bilateral commerce as well as in the support that we're getting of opening markets to the EU, is very, very important. Countries like yours that have had to face difficulties and challenges and have been defending a democracy and are strengthening their economy are much more sensitive to the difficulties of countries like mine, which are doing exactly the same. So this is why we are so very grateful that the minister is willing to bring up the issue of the conduct of code of conduct. Because we need to remember, Colombia is a democratic country, has been democratic since its independence in 1819. It has strong institutions. It has a strong civilian society. It has an army which has never been in power, so it is an army which is respectful of democratic society. In fact, it is the most well-respected institution above the Catholic Church, and mine is a Catholic country, which just goes to show that it has support from all the civilian population. And we need these small arms, such as the one that your country produces, to be able to give safety to our civilians. The terrorists can buy arms anywhere. What we are asking for is just support for our government, for our police to be able to defend our people. We have reduced the level of violence in Colombia by having a well-trained and a well-organized army by more than 20%, but still the levels of violence are very high, and this is why we want to create a greater conscience in Europe about the importance of supporting democratic governments in their search for a greater peace in their countries. Very important are the projects that we have in mining. These, once again, are also labor-intensive. The areas where we have been talking about mining are small miners, are cooperatives, so this is a very interesting and important project, as is the project of reforestation that we are receiving support, on top of which it is being done in a very balanced way. We're receiving support to carry out these projects, but we're also receiving technical support to prepare Colombian technicians to continue with these projects, which shows, I think, the very generous kind of cooperation that we're receiving from the Czech Republic. These are just a few of the issues then that I would like to pick up, but which show how in commerce, in cooperation, and politically, we are very close, and we have also the possibility to build even more so, and the memorandum that we signed today, which looks to an increased dialogue at different levels, what it will do is strengthen the kind of meetings and the kind of projects that we now have. Thank you very much.
Také děkuji a prosím o vaše dotazy.
Ohledně ta extradice do Ameriky. Lo pregunto en español, va a ser más sencillo. ¿Se sabía cuál es la postura del presidente Uribe sobre la extradición de los tres colombianos a Norteamérica?
Bueno. Contesto en inglés, entonces I answer in English. Sí. I'm being asked about the extradition of three Colombians to the United States. We have a strong extradition program to the United States and to any other country where Colombians are selling drugs. We believe that they should be punished, and this is part of our policy of zero drug tolerance. The United States is asking for a member of the FARC, Simon Trinidad, who was involved in drug trafficking, as is the FARC involved in drug trafficking. He's been one of their finance experts and handling the drug trafficking. He was also probably involved in the kidnapping related also to some of the Europeans that were kidnapped a couple of years ago. So his extradition is being considered now by our government. It has a process that needs to be supported by the court, and so we're waiting for the court's decision. The president is willing to sign this extradition. There's also the extradition of Carlos Castaño. He has disappeared. We don't know if he has died or if he has just disappeared, so this is an extradition that at this moment we'll have to wait so that the situation clears up. And the other extradition has to do with Mancuso. He is a person who is one of the leaders of the self-defense groups, which at this moment has declared a cease of hostilities and is starting to talk to the government about a possibility of demobilization. So his extradition will be suspended as the conversations go on. But it does not mean that the extradition is being that there's no extradition. Sigue la solicitud de extradición, pero se suspende en este momento mientras sigan las conversaciones. As long as the conversation is going on, there's sort of a suspension. But the government's decision to extradite him is still there, but. This is one of the issues.
Co říkáte kritice ze strany některých neziskových nevládních organizací, že zbraně, které se do Kolumbie vyvážejí z České republiky, by se mohly dostat do rukou právě narkomafie nebo těch levicových povstalců?
To je smysl a podstata kodexu chování, abychom minimalizovali nebezpečí, že by se takové zbraně dostaly do rukou narkomafie. Na druhé straně to nesmí být argument, abychom nevyváželi zbraně, máme-li velkou jistotu, že k tomu nedojde. Chceme-li pomoct vládě a vláda kolumbijská dělá velmi mnoho v tomto konfliktu a úspěšně, tak je dobré této vládě pomoci, protože jde o nalezení míry mezi oběma hodnotami. Naše mínění je takové, že by bylo dobré vládě pomoci. Možná, že to nějaké riziko je, ale riziko stojí za to, protože většinově je naprosto jasné, že se zbraně dostanou do správných rukou. Tak tady není nic specifického, co bychom teď mohli učinit, kromě toho, že bude velká podpora ekonomické spolupráce, protože vláda kolumbijská musí předvést, že úspěšnou ekonomickou politikou se bude dařit lidem v Kolumbii lépe. A to je dobrá zpráva, motivaci, aby ti, kteří jsou bez vzdělání, kteří nepoznali nic než konflikt, tak aby měli motivaci, že stojí za to se vzdělávat, že stojí za to pracovat, že stojí za to dělat pozitivní věci, protože to vede obecně k blahobytu celé země, nikoli blahobytu několika lidí.
Děkuji. Pokud máte poslední otázku, tak prosím krátkou.
Prostupování Švýcarska v tom mírovém procesu, sobre la intermediación de Suiza en este proceso de negociación con los autodefensas. Por lo que ha dicho antes, entiendo que el proceso se va adelante. ¿Ha habido ya contactos entre la autodefensa y los suizos o alguna novedad en cuanto a esta?
I mean, I'm being asked about the role of the Swiss government. It's important to understand that we have three different groups, but that the policy of the government is to treat them all the same. So we have the FARC, we have the ELN, and we have the self-defense groups. But we are receiving facilitation for each one of these groups, based on the same rules, from different countries. So with the ELN, it's Mexico which is helping us in the facilitation. With the self-defense groups, it has been basically the church that has helped us with the facilitation, and now we have the OAS, a mission there helping us with the verification of the cease of hostilities, which is the basic basic step that must be taken before any negotiation can take place. With the FARC, we are talking about the problem of the kidnappees. They have more than 50 political kidnappees and more than 3,000 army and police officials kidnapped. So the government said to the FARC that we were willing to look at this issue independently of the negotiation. It is there where the Swiss government is helping. The Swiss government is helping in the facilitation with the FARC for the purpose of liberating the people that are kidnapped. The government has made public its position because we had been carrying out for 2 years different kinds of contacts in a very low-key, quiet manner because we thought that would be the most positive way to be able to advance. But we have not found any answers up to now, and the feeling that there was is that the government was not doing anything. So the government now made it public. It made public its proposal so that it's clear that we have been making different proposals but that the FARC have not accepted them. In this last proposal, the government says, I will liberate 50 of the FARC people who are in jail who have only committed crimes of rebellion, not crimes against humanity. I will let go of these 50 people. Then the FARC will let go the 50 kidnappees, the political kidnappees, Ingrid Betancourt, who is a candidate to president, senators, congressmen, governors, they have, and some of the police officials. The only requirement that the government makes is that these prisoners that are liberated go into demobilization programs that we have to work either in agriculture or wherever they want, but come in every week to say, I am here, that they don't go back to fight. And so the government has made this offer. The FARC said that it was unacceptable, but then it said that they wanted to know who would be the spokesman for the government. So the president said, it's my high commissioner. And we are at that step, and there is where Switzerland is helping.
Thank you.